On Saturday, a gunman opened fire on a crowd gathered to hear Representative Gabrielle Giffords of Arizona speak in Tucson. 6 were killed and 14 wounded in the shooting. We turn to Christopher Conover, who has been following the story for Arizona Public Media, to provide some insight into how Tucson residents are reacting to this weekend's tragedy. Thanks for joining us, Christopher.
Thank you for having me.
What has the reaction to the shooting been like amongst the Tucson community?
The Tucson community immediately was in shock, and in many ways I think still is, even though we are days out from the shooting. Tucson, or the county, Pima County, is about 1 million people. Tucson is the big city in the county. So it's not a small town, but it does have a small town feel to it at times, and I think that is what has led to a lot of the shock, if you will. There have been vigils and memorials every night. There is a growing memorial in front of the hospital. A lot of tears have been shed by people who don't necessarily personally know any of the 20 victims, but still feel some connection to them.
You mentioned people have been holding vigils. What are the plans for memorials in the coming days?
In the coming days, we're beginning to have funerals. The funeral for Christina Green, the 9-year-old who was killed, is at the end of this week. The funeral for Federal Judge Roll, who was killed, is at the end of the week. Tomorrow night, there is what can best be described as a community memorial. It will be held in the basketball arena at the University of Arizona, and the featured speaker there will be President Obama. He is coming in for that. There are masses at churches. There's a large community mass at one of the Catholic churches tonight. And then there have been vigils in front of the Congresswoman's office a number of times where people just gather. It's nothing really formal, but people gather to leave some cards, some flowers, some balloons, and say a few things. And that's been going on all over town since Saturday.
You mentioned the president will be in Tucson tomorrow. How do you anticipate this will affect the community? How do you expect people to be reacting to that?
The community is definitely very appreciative that the president of the United States is flying basically all the way across the country to come and talk to the community and to remember those who were killed and lend some comfort to the families of those who survived and those who did not.
Now, you were one of the first reporters on the scene. What was that experience like when you first got there?
It was chaotic. As I got there, the helicopters bearing Congresswoman Giffords and some of the other victims, 3 helicopters, were just lifting off. And it was still a very chaotic scene. We were able to initially get very, very close to where the actual shooting took place. There was only one police line up. Over time, that police line was extended further and further back, and they moved the media further and further back. But even as we were in some of the further away situations, we watched police going car to car with automatic weapons or assault rifles, checking vehicles. They still didn't know if there was a second person involved, so they went through and checked every vehicle in the parking lot, 2 police officers at each vehicle, just going down the line, you know, weapons drawn, checking to see if doors were unlocked, trunks were unlocked. And then the bomb dogs came through and did the same thing. So as you're standing there and watching all of this and doing your job as a reporter, you also have this little thought in the back of your mind that, gee, I'm standing awfully close to that car they're checking. I hope they don't find something in it. So there was some of that also. But it was a very chaotic scene initially, as you can well imagine, with 20 people being shot and ambulances and rescue squads all over the place and police cars, many, many agencies involved, not just the sheriff's office, not just the fire department that handles that area of town, but multiple fire departments, multiple police agencies, the FBI. We even saw Border Patrol trucks come in at one point. So there were plenty of official vehicles around all working together.
Now, in Washington, much of the talk has been focused on Representative Giffords. And I'm wondering, is there more attention being paid to the 19 other victims in Arizona and in the media there?
The media here certainly has paid a lot of attention to Representative Giffords. A lot of attention has also been paid to Judge Roll, who was killed, and Christina Green, the 9-year-old. There has been less attention paid to many of the other victims because we simply don't know who they are because of federal HIPAA laws. The hospitals are not releasing their names. Some of the names are coming out. This morning at the medical update that we get every day on the Congresswoman, some family members of some of the surviving and not surviving victims came and spoke and updated the media on how their family members are doing and how their family as a whole is coping. But there hasn't been a lot of focus on the other victims because we simply don't know who all of them are.
Thank you, Christopher Conover, for talking with us, and we'll be keeping you in our thoughts over the coming weeks.
Thank you so much.
This is NewsHour Connect.